Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Julie Morris, and Julie is the Life Enrichment Manager at Gaslight Village Assisted Living and Memory Care Facility here in Adrian, Michigan. Julie, what a wonderful facility you have out there to start with.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's just beautiful. And I know we were talking earlier that I know a couple of people that are staying there, and they really have found it beneficial to both themselves and their families.
Thank you. We're proud of the assisted living home that we have. We've been there for 5 years now. September starts our sixth year.
I know. I was just amazed that it had been that long. Time really flies.
It does. Time does fly.
Well, you know, with the changes in, of course, our whole world with this COVID, I'm sure there's been a lot of changes happen there at your center as well.
Yeah, lots of changes have been made with the governor shutting us all, you know, down, no families being allowed in the building and things like that. We have really, we've changed a lot. We've become more of a, we were always a family on the inside of the building, but now we're a bigger family.
Yes.
Just because we're one big unit now and we're each other's family.
Exactly. It's been hard, I know, on, you know, the extended family, of course, that doesn't live there, to not be able to see their loved ones and have that interaction. And so it's probably made your socializing within the building even more important than ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Our one-on-ones that I do, I try to get those in daily, you know, and that's that takes up a lot of time when you figure, you know, you're doing all these 20-some people. You're trying to connect with each and every one of them on a regular basis. And it takes a lot of time, but it's well worth it, you know, because sometimes that might be the only interaction besides, you know, the care staff going in and, you know, helping them with their medications or dressing, grooming, whatever their needs may be.
Right.
I'm the only one that gets to go in and actually sit down and do something with them, whether it be a card game or a coloring project or a word search puzzle.
Okay.
We have Scrabble players, and I'm now addicted to Scrabble. And but there's just so checkers. There's just a lot of things that I could do one-on-one with them, which I do.
Well, and it's so important, too, for, you know, people that are in facilities like that, for their mental health to just stay engaged and not be in at that extra isolation. I mean, the rest of us are having a difficult time as it is, let alone people that are, you know, in special care facilities, I would think would be just escalated.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We do a lot of, well, going back before, you know, we always had parties and outings and going to the restaurants, which we can't do anymore.
Right.
Obviously. So I have to think out of the box, you know. So I have a cart and I decorate it up for the holidays, you know, and they get different things for each and every holiday. And then, of course, you throw in your just to surprise them. Like yesterday, it was just so hot.
Right.
Obviously today too, but I gave them root beer floats on a whim. You know, let's just have root beer floats.
Right.
They loved them.
Oh,
absolutely loved them.
Well, and you have been able to open things up to a certain extent that they can now visit outside with their families, of course, doing social distancing. And you had said no hugs, no kisses, but at least having that physical connection has got to help a little bit.
It has. It's actually, I've seen a difference in the residents. Just this is our third week doing it, and their outlook is a little bit more that they know they're going to get to see their family members now. You know, it's not FaceTime on a computer. It's not through our window, you know, and talking on a phone. It's actually getting to sit outside with them and actually visually a little bit back to normalcy,
as
you might want to call it, you know, with the temperature taking, you know, and the
all the precautions.
Sure. We have to sanitize in between each and every family visit.
Right.
Everything gets sanitized and cleaned, and of course,
we appreciate the fact, though, that you do go to all those extents to, you know, make whatever you can possible to help them engage, you know, basically.
Yeah.
I know for like I said, for a lot of people even that are not in facilities, this has been a difficult time.
Right.
You've got a great event coming up, too, that we want to be sure to promote. It's the Alzheimer's Walk, and that happens every year in September. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you know, yes, it's coming up on September 13th. It's going to be a little bit different, obviously, because we can't all get together and do a big walk like we normally have in the past.
Right.
So we'll all be having our teams. You can walk on your own and do things like that. But we're still trying to raise money because it's still a major, major need in this county and everywhere for Alzheimer's.
Right.
I mean, then it's just, it's crazy how much more people are just
diagnosed.
It
surprises me.
And they're
too.
Getting younger. So, yeah, there's a need to really, really find a cure for this.
Right.
And I'd be happy to be able to say we no longer need this walk.
There you go.
You know,
wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
So, to find out more about the walk, is there a social media site or how can people get connected?
They can go to alz.org.
Okay.
They can find out information there. There's tons of teams, or you can sign up your own team.
Okay.
Gaslight is out there. If you'd like to join us, we'd be happy to take them.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to join our team, just look up the Lenawee County Adrian, Michigan Walk.
Okay.
And you can sign up your own team, or if you know of a team captain or you know of a team name, you can put that in there and it'll take you right to the team.
And that's alz.org.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope that the walk is successful this year. And, of course, we'll keep you and everybody at Gaslight and, of course, all our seniors in our thoughts and prayers that we all get through this COVID issue and get back to a regular normal. Not a new normal. A regular normal.
Yeah, I don't like that new norm. I want my regular norm back.
I want my regular normal, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Julie, for...
Well, thank you for doing this.
Giving us all this
very
information.
Nice.
We appreciate that Midwest Energy wanted to highlight this.
Yes, event. Thank you to them. That was awesome.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.